You're listening to 91.9 FM WUOT. I'm Brandon Hollingsworth. The longest government shutdown in American history ended less than a week ago. For many federal workers, the effects linger. They don't know when they'll receive back pay or whether their financial stress will just repeat itself 3 weeks from now. That's how long President Trump and Congress have agreed to keep the doors open as they try to forge a budget deal. The shutdown began in Washington, but WUOT contributor Heather Duncan spoke with people who got caught in the crossfire here in East Tennessee.
Stacy Clark has a doctorate in forestry, but for the last month, she's been cleaning houses, pulling weeds, and selling firewood. The odd jobs helped her cobble together some income while she was furloughed from her job with the U.S. Forest Service.
I feel pretty demoralized in a lot of ways because I feel like we are valuable people and we're valuable workers and what we do is important. And I feel like we're being told you're not important.
She's the primary breadwinner in her family.
I am highly trained to do what I do, and I love doing what I do. And I would really like to go back to working for the people because I truly believe in working for the public good.
Clark is happy to be back on the job this week. Money was already tight because one of her rescue dogs had 3 surgeries before the furlough and needed another. Her husband, who's a singer-songwriter, organized a concert on their property last week to raise money to pay veterinary bills. Employees of the U.S. Department of Agriculture, National Park Service, and Transportation Safety Administration were among East Tennesseans who stopped getting paid when the federal government shut down. Some, like Clark, were told to stay home. Others, like TSA employees, had to report for work without pay. Scott Thomas is a single dad who works for TSA at McGee-Tyson Airport.
It's been difficult. I have a child to take care of, so it's kind of stressful trying to figure out how I'm going to go about paying for food and gas to get to and from work.
Thomas was already stretching to pay off the Christmas gifts he had bought for his son.
Well, most of us live paycheck to paycheck. I mean, despite popular belief, government employees like us, we don't make as much as people think.
There are limits on the kind of help unpaid government workers are allowed to accept, but they can receive food. FISH is a partnership among churches providing groceries to needy Knoxville residents. Its requests for help have recently risen 30%, said Director Jim Wright. The food comes from Second Harvest Food Bank. Thomas was one of 92 TSA workers who received food boxes from Second Harvest and free lunches at work from restaurants like Calhoun's. Second Harvest received several donations specifically for workers hurt by the shutdown, according to Executive Director Elaine Streno. For example, employees still on the job at Knoxville's Social Security office collected $750 and 443 pounds of food for their furloughed coworkers. Thomas says many people have tried to help.
We ended up with a lot of support, and even people just coming through the airport were like, sorry you have to be here, but we appreciate it. So that was kind of a sort of a warm feeling.
Other charities have been preparing for increasing demand too. Last week, Blount County churches started a campaign called Hashtag Love Never Shuts Down. They're requesting donations to the nonprofit Good Neighbors, which helps Blount County residents pay rent or utility bills. Thomas and Clark both asked family members for loans to help tide them over, but also met with understanding from some of their creditors. Thomas says he's lucky that his landlord and the Maryville Utilities Board have been flexible. Clark says her mortgage company has agreed to shift back her payment schedule. Some local credit unions have offered similar help to members affected by the shutdown. Alcoa Tennessee Federal Credit Union let them pay only the interest on their loans. ORNL and Enrichment Credit Unions offered short-term loans at no interest. Enrichment has been allowing skipped loan payments and no fees for late payments or returned checks. John Merritt is Chief Information Officer at Enrichment Federal Credit Union.
It was just important for us to be able to tell our members and put out there to our members that are affected by this that we're here for you. If you're running into a problem, come see us and let's talk about it.
This kind of sympathy for federal workers is part of what turned public opinion against the shutdown. Legislators on both sides of the aisle, including Republican Senator Lamar Alexander of Tennessee, have expressed strong objections to the tactic. But with President Trump and congressional Democrats at an impasse over border wall funding, it's still unclear whether Thomas and other federal workers can put the shutdown behind them. For WUOT News, I'm Heather Duncan.